Dr. Joseph Omuke owns a pharmacy in Bortown where he sells different types of condoms. He says he rarely makes money from condom sales because of misperceptions about them.
They do fear actually to buy them. It is because of the cultural norms. Because like when I tried to talk to one of them, he told me that, according to the culture, when they use it, the girl might take them as like the boy is taking that girl as a prostitute. The girl might say, so you are taking me like as if I'm a prostitute. Why are you using this mask on me?
Aliyar is a 26-year-old resident of Bortown and says he trusts his girlfriend more than a condom.
I always have intercourse with them, but I've not contacted any sickness. Some other part of the country that I am in, it is impossible to some other cultures to use. Like whenever you are doing it with a lady within your village, it is always used whenever you are going into something like the hotel to do with other girls that you may not know.
Some young women say abstinence is the only way to prevent HIV/AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases. 23-year-old Magdalene Adeng says she will never use a condom.
I've never used condom, actually. Okay, the reason is I don't trust it, okay? Second to that, there's none. Why should I? No, I don't want to use it, actually. So, okay, as Sudanese, okay, sex before marriage, I'm not married. Sex before marriage is fornication, according to my teacher. So, but Lulu engage into sex, can't get it yet. That is abomination.
But 29-year-old Maria says prevention is better than cure. She says sexually transmitted diseases know no limit.
I have used a condom one day because I don't want sexual transmitted disease to come to me, like HIV and AIDS and syphilis, also gonorrhea. Those are really dangerous diseases, so that's the reason why I use it. You cannot trust anyone.
Bol Chow, medical director at Bori State Hospital, says condoms are distributed at public facilities in Jonglei State, but few residents take them.
It was very difficult for us to distribute it, or nobody will request for a condom. But whenever you place it at a secure place where nobody will see you, they'll use it. People will take it and they'll use it for their protection. So I will say that the usage is low. It's not the South Sudanese that use it.
Health authorities in South Sudan's Jonglei State have reported a 0.4% decline in HIV/AIDS infections in 2024, compared with a decline of 1.3% in 2023, according to a survey conducted earlier this year. The World Health Organization estimates 160,000 people in South Sudan are living with HIV. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer, reporting from Bor.